At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Imagine yourself in an ancient land, wandering through a vast marketplace full of vibrant colors and bustling sounds. Among the many stalls, there is one that catches your eye, a place where a hidden treasure is said to be buried. You know that finding this treasure will not be easy, but the promise of its value compels you to embark on this quest. This is much like our spiritual journey. The treasure we seek is not made of gold or jewels, but of a much more profound value. It is the treasure of finding God Himself. Today, we will explore the depths of Jeremiah 29, verse 13, where the Lord says, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." This promise is a beacon of hope and guidance for all who embark on this sacred journey. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, let us step into this journey together with hearts open and spirits willing as we seek to uncover the treasure of God's presence in our lives. I will take you through the scriptures, guiding you on this quest to seek and find God. Together, we will uncover the truths hidden in His Word, allowing the Holy Spirit to enlighten our paths and deepen our understanding. First, let us look closer at the promise of finding God. My dear friends, the journey to finding God is anchored in His promises. In Jeremiah 29, verse 13, the Lord makes a profound declaration. He said, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." This verse is not just a statement. It is a promise, a divine assurance that when we truly seek God, we will indeed find Him. So what exactly does it mean to seek God with all your heart? Seeking God is not a casual endeavor. It is a quest that requires the whole heart, an undivided, earnest pursuit. Just like a miner digs deep into the earth, tirelessly searching for precious gems, we too are called to delve deep into our spiritual journey, seeking God with a relentless, fervent spirit. It's about turning every stone, opening every door of our hearts, and inviting God's presence into the deepest corners of our lives. In this relentless pursuit, we find that seeking God is not merely a search for something outside of us. It is also a journey inward, a process of discovering our own hearts and aligning them with God's will. As we seek, we are transformed. Our desires begin to mirror His, and our paths begin to align with His divine purpose for our lives. This alignment is the heart of seeking, where our deepest yearnings meet God's perfect will. In Deuteronomy 4, verse 29, we are reminded that you will find Him if you seek Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Let us consider the story of the Queen of Sheba, recorded in the first book of Kings, chapter 10, who traveled from her kingdom to Jerusalem to test Solomon's wisdom. Her journey was not a short or easy one. It was a quest fueled by a deep desire to find answers, to witness firsthand the wisdom and blessings that God had bestowed upon Solomon. her quest was rewarded, not just with answers, but with a profound realization of God's favor upon Solomon. In 1 Kings 10, verses 6 to 7, the Bible tells us, "Then she said to the king, 'It was a true report which I heard in my own land about your words and your wisdom. However, I did not believe the words until I came and saw with my own eyes. And indeed, the half was not told me. Your wisdom and prosperity exceed the fame of which I heard.'" Similarly, our quest to seek God leads us not only to find...
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Him, but to discover the vast depths of his wisdom, love, and guidance. Like the Queen of Sheba, our quest may be filled with questions, doubts, and perhaps even skepticism. But it's these very questions that propel us forward, driving us to seek answers in the only place where truth can be found, in the presence of God. And when we arrive, much like the Queen of Sheba, we stand in awe, not just of the answers we receive, but of the overwhelming sense of God's presence, a presence that answers our deepest questions and fills our souls with peace. My friends, in this promise, you will seek me and find me. There is no uncertainty. The Lord doesn't suggest that you might find him. Instead, he assures us with a definitive declaration, "You will find me." It is an assurance that stands firm amidst life's uncertainties. God's presence is not hidden from us. It is made accessible through our earnest seeking. As we continue this journey, let us hold on to this promise, knowing that our seeking is not in vain, but it is a journey that leads to the beautiful, rewarding experience of finding and knowing God intimately. This divine assurance is not just a beacon of hope. It is a call to action. It's an invitation to embark on the greatest adventure of our lives. The journey may be long. It may be challenging, but the promise of finding God is a guarantee that the journey is worth it. Every step we take brings us closer to the heart of God, to the treasure that is worth more than all the riches in the world. A personal, intimate relationship with our Creator. Let us now look at the journey of seeking God. My friends, the path to finding God is a journey. It is not just a single moment. It's a continuous walk, filled with steps of faith, moments of doubt, and instances of profound revelation. Seeking God with all your heart is not passive. It's an active, persistent pursuit, much like a traveler navigating through unknown lands, armed with nothing but a map and a steadfast heart. Seeking God is a lifelong process. It's not about a one-time event or a fleeting moment of spiritual enlightenment. It's about a daily, deliberate choice to pursue God, to tune our ears to His voice, and to align our steps with His. It's about waking up each day and saying, "Here I am, Lord, ready to seek You, ready to know You more," as we read in Psalm 63, verse 1. "Early will I seek You, my soul thirsts for you. Our souls are designed to long for God, and it's in this longing that our journey of seeking truly begins. We can learn from the persistent widow. Jesus illustrates the importance of persistence in seeking through the parable of the persistent widow in Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 1 to 8. The widow kept coming to the judge, pleading for justice, refusing to give up until her request was granted. Her persistence paid off, not because the judge was righteous, but because her relentless pursuit demanded attention. Similarly, our pursuit of God, our relentless seeking, draws His attention to us. It's not that God is unaware or needs to be persuaded, but our persistence is a testament to the sincerity of our hearts, a clear signal of our genuine desire to find and be with Him. My friends, the journey of seeking is not without its challenges. There will be days when the path seems unclear, when our faith wavers, and when God's presence feels distant. But it's in these moments that our pursuit takes on even greater significance. It's in these moments that we must remind ourselves of the promise in Isaiah. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Our hope in the Lord is our strength. It's what keeps us moving forward, even when the journey gets tough. Now, let's turn our attention to the obstacles we may encounter in our pursuit of seeking God. My friends, while the journey to seek God is filled with promise and hope, it's also true that we often encounter obstacles along the way. These hurdles can take various forms. Distractions of daily life, doubts that cloud our minds, or discouragement that weighs down our hearts. But it's crucial to remember that these obstacles, though daunting, can indeed be overcome. In our fast-paced world, distractions are everywhere. They can be as simple as the busyness of our daily routines, or as complex as the noise of conflicting messages we receive from the world around us. However, as we read in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 25, the scripture says, "Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you." This wisdom reminds us that keeping our focus on God amidst the myriad distractions is essential. It's about prioritizing our relationship with God, ensuring that our daily actions align with our quest to seek Him. Overcoming doubts is also essential. Doubts are a natural part of our human experience. They arise from our fears, insecurities, or the uncertainty of the unknown. Yet, in the midst of these doubts, the psalmist offers us a profound source of comfort in Psalm 42, verse 11. It says, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God." It's a call to shift our focus from our doubts to the steadfastness of God's character. It's about trusting in His promises, His goodness, and His unwavering love for us, even when our faith is tested. Discouragement, too, stands as another significant obstacle in our path. Discouragement often creeps in when our journey seems too long, our prayers seem unanswered, or our circumstances appear unchanging. It's in these moments that we must cling to the promise found in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9. "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." This verse is not just a command. It's a declaration of God's constant presence and support. It reminds us that our strength lies not in our own abilities, but in the assurance of God's unfailing presence with us every step of the way. Let us now look at the joy of finding God the journey of seeking God, though filled with challenges, leads to a destination of immeasurable joy and fulfillment. When we find God, when we truly encounter His presence in our lives, the transformation is profound and the joy is unparalleled. It's like the dawn breaking after a long, dark night, bringing warmth and light that invigorates our soul. Finding God is not just about gaining knowledge or adhering to religious practices. It's about a deep personal transformation that occurs from within. It's like the words we find in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, verse 26. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. This promise of transformation is the essence of finding God. It's about having our hearts renewed, our perspectives shifted, and our lives aligned with the purpose and will of God. The story of Zacchaeus in the Gospel of Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10, is a powerful illustration of this transformation. Zacchaeus was a tax collector, a man despised by many, yet his encounter with Jesus changed everything. His determination to seek Jesus led to a personal meeting that transformed his life. Zacchaeus's story teaches us that no one is beyond the reach of God's love, and that the joy of finding God is available to everyone, regardless of their past or present circumstances. The joy of finding God is not only contained within us, it also overflows and impacts those around us. When we find God, our lives become a testimony of His love, grace, and transformation. It's like a light that not only brightens our path, but also enlightens the way for others. As we read in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. The joy of finding God is a beacon of hope and inspiration for those who are still on their journey of seeking. My friends, finding God is only the beginning. Living daily in His presence is where the true journey unfolds. It's in His presence that we find strength for the day, wisdom for our decisions, and peace that surpasses all understanding. This daily walk with God is not about a momentary experience, but a continuous, lifelong relationship. Living in God's presence means recognizing Him in every moment of our lives. It's acknowledging His sovereignty in both the storms and the calm, the complex and the ordinary, as we read in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 8, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. This promise is an invitation to a daily, intimate relationship with God. It's about making Him the center of our lives, consulting Him in our decisions, and resting in the assurance of His guidance and care. The story of Mary and Martha, as recorded in Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, beautifully illustrates the importance of prioritizing our relationship with God. While Martha was distracted with the preparations, Mary chose to sit at Jesus' feet, listening to His words. Jesus affirmed Mary's choice, highlighting that she had chosen the better part, which would not be taken away from her. This story reminds us that, amidst the busyness of life, we must always find time to sit at the feet of Jesus, to listen to His words, and to nurture our relationship with Him. Maintaining and deepening our relationship with God requires intentional effort. It involves setting aside time for prayer, engaging in the study of His Word, and being attentive to His leading in our lives. It's a relationship built on trust, obedience, and a deep love for our Creator. And as we invest in this relationship, we find that it grows richer and deeper, much like the promise we find in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17, where the scripture says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. God's love is unfailing, and His presence is a constant source of strength, guidance, and comfort. Now, the joy and transformation we experience in finding and living in God's presence are not just for our own benefit. They carry the profound responsibility and privilege of guiding others on their journey to seek God. Our lives, transformed by His love, become living testimonies, inviting others to embark on this beautiful quest. As followers of Christ, we are called to be beacons of light in a world that often walks in darkness. Our lives should reflect the love, grace, and truth of God, drawing others to Him. In the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 19 to 20, Jesus commissions us, saying, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." This great commission is not just a command. It's a call to share the love and truth we have found in God with others, guiding them to the same source of hope and salvation. It's in these shared experiences that our stories resonate with others, encouraging them to seek God for themselves. The Apostle Paul, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8, beautifully expresses this sentiment. "So, being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own souls, because you were dear unto us." The story of Andrew bringing his brother Peter to Jesus, as recounted in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 40 to 42, is a powerful example of how our encounter with God compels us to guide others to Him. Andrew, after meeting Jesus, immediately went to find his brother Peter, telling him, "We have found the Messiah," and brought him to Jesus. This simple act of sharing the joy of his discovery had a ripple effect, changing not just Peter's life, but countless others through Peter's ministry. Our willingness to share our encounter with God can have a profound impact on the lives of those around us, setting in motion a chain of transformation that extends far beyond our immediate reach. My friends, let's carry forward the promise found in Jeremiah 29, that when we seek God with all our heart, we will indeed find Him, and in finding Him, we find not just answers, but a newness of life, a heart transformed, and a spirit renewed, ready to guide others in their journey towards this eternal, life-changing truth. Let this not be the end, but a new beginning in our continuous quest to seek, find, and live in the profound presence of God. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, Creator of the heavens and the earth, I come before you with a heart full of praise, seeking your holy presence. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the source of all wisdom, strength, and love. Your greatness and power is immeasurable, and your grace unending. I exalt your holy name and lift high your throne above all. Lord, I thank you for the countless blessings you have showered upon me and my loved ones. I thank you for the breath of life, the beauty of creation, and the gift of your presence. I am grateful for your enduring love and the promise that when I seek you with all my heart, I will find you. Father, I come to you seeking forgiveness for my sins, for the times I have wandered from your path, and for the moments when my faith has faltered. I also extend forgiveness to those who have wronged me, releasing any bitterness and resentment, for in forgiveness I find freedom and peace. Purify my heart and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus, I stand firm in your promise and declare victory over every distraction, doubt, and discouragement. I rebuke any plan of the enemy designed to lead me astray. In the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of confusion and fear, and I release clarity, faith, and courage over my life. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, guiding me through the wilderness and leading me to the treasure of your presence. Lord, I ask for these same blessings upon my loved ones. Cover them with your love and grace. I seek your healing touch, asking that you restore every part of our being, mending what is broken and renewing our strength. I pray for your protection over our lives. Lord, shield us from harm. Guide our steps away from danger and keep us safe in the palm of your hand. I ask for your provision in our daily lives, trusting that you will supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. Merciful Father, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is seeking you right now. We come together in unity and agreement, seeking your face and desiring to dwell in your presence. In this shared journey, let us be beacons of your love, guiding others to you, sharing the joy of our discovery, and walking together in the path of righteousness. We pray for your healing touch over every area of our lives. Lord, protect us from the attacks of the enemy, shield us from harm, and fortify our spirits against the trials of this world. As we continue to seek you, bless us with wisdom, strength, and discernment. Let your will be done in our lives, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.